The dead. The dead are everywhere, waiting for us to see them. They are in our overpasses and byways, the crevices where sidewalk meets road. They are patiently waiting, rising from their coffins, suits freshly pressed, skin a blue-gray marbleized against bone. They are hidden in whispers. The kisses we give our children are coated in their hopes, and the clean white linen they slumber in. Some of the dead have guns, armaments still strapped to their sides, trigger cocked, the humming of the safety clicking metronomically. Some stand silently, their mouths open, hands folded, yearning for the verbiage to flow, yet only air passes. Some are children, their eyes hollow orbs, holding soft smudged levees, feet shuffling, passing so much time. The dead need us to see them. They are tired of standing, their cries unheard, their needs unbidden. They wait for us to visit the vestiges of their lives, those cold slabs of stone standing, firm dominoes ushered by cedar and pine. The dead need to be reminded that they are dead. They wander aimlessly, attempting to return anew, reconstructing familiar faces, homages to their homes. The dead feel the low, slow movements of our bodies, exhaling and inhaling, the heat that radiates outward, signals to them softly, a gentle echo of light. The dead need us to warn them. The threads that hold them are tenuous ethereal hooks, eschewing from navel to womb. They stand within the confines of their self-made cities, reconstructing life. They have filtered these forms from imagination and memory, commixing incessantly, and yet caught amongst a tangle of auric netting. This world is too unkind for them to exist anymore, and the rules they knew do not apply. Our words and deeds play on their ears, lilting daggers breaking invisible skin. The dead need us more than we know, more than we need them. The symbiosis consists of a fragile, filmy glue, feeding them unknowingly through grief and memory. Their yearnings persist, dried cakey things brittle to the touch, yet spongy too. Their desire usurps ours. It is fathomless and blindly stupid, for its needs are infantile to an unknowing, dispassionate world.